Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello, this is Ada Marie, and I'm very, very happy to be talking with you today.
Well, I'm happy to have you with us. It's a pleasure. And just to let the listeners know, we're an hour late today, but we do broadcast live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to give you Ada Marie's contact information in a moment in case you want to have a full reading. She does give the first 15 minutes of a reading for free, and you can find her two ways to get more information about her. You can go to her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time at area code 520-896-9510. Again, that number is 520-896-9510. So, Ada, how are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I always enjoy this hour that we spend together, and based on our journey so far, so have the callers, and we do have three callers on the line so far today, two of who want to talk to you. And Suzanne is the first caller of the day, and we always give that caller the opportunity to suggest the topic for the day. And depending on how calls go today, we may even do a second topic. But Suzanne wanted to talk about the art of manifesting.
Manifestation?
Manifestation, yes.
Okay, well, that's simple. Everybody can do it, but they have to be able to close off all other thought and all other being. And when they do that, they then open themselves up to a new energy pattern, which allows them to make the manifestation that they want to happen. It cannot happen without total energy from your own heart center. It has to come from your heart center. Can't come from any other place except your heart center. So remember that when you want to manifest, you have to be genuinely sure and positive about what you are doing and what you want. When you do that, everything comes out well. Everything manifests in its proper order. And that is very important. So,
well, you know, I think some people find it hard to stay heart-centered, and of course you're saying that's the most important thing.
Well, the reason they are having a hard time doing that is because they can't shut off their head.
Yeah.
Shut off their head. They have to quit thinking. They have to be quiet in the brain. Turn off all thoughts and let them be still.
Just,
and then you will be able to do that. It'll happen.
Just to let the newest callers that have just called in know, We are discussing a topic now, but we will be, Ada Marie will be taking your calls and answering your questions. So hang in there. There are only four of you so far, so you'll all get a chance to talk to her. We're talking about manifestation and how important it is to manifest from the heart, stay out of your head, and hold the knowing. Isn't that the most important part of it?
Absolutely. That is the important part. That is the only part that makes anything happen, is when you hold the knowing.
What happens if you get impatient?
Well, nothing. You don't get any response. It's quite simple.
Okay.
You're not going to get response if you don't stay in the heart center. So you got to do that. You got to hold that energy.
Well, that sounds like it could be a real challenge.
It could be. Definitely a real challenge.
Well, I can tell you, I've been working on that for quite a while, and I have had an issue with patience in my past, and perhaps that is posing a little bit of a problem now with me manifesting a publisher. It took me a year to manifest an agent, and she's very enthusiastic, and she's put forward the manuscript to several publishers, and so I'm holding the knowing and letting go of those feelings of doubt and impatience, and just knowing that it will come to pass and that the right and perfect publisher will pick the book up.
That's true, and that's exactly how it will happen, and you got to be calm and quiet when you think that.
Okay. Anything else that we need to know?
No.
Sounds pretty simple.
No, not really.
Well, tell me more.
Well, how can I tell you more than that? I mean, that is it.
Oh, okay.
That's how it's done. The trick to do it is to start small. Okay, say that you're waiting for someone to come to pick you up to do something, right? And they're late. Now, they're late, so you're going to be nervous if you don't use the energy correctly. You're not going to be nervous if you use the energy correctly. You see?
Mm-hmm.
The energy is to be calm and concerned, and if you have a few minutes to do something without somebody, okay, you're waiting, so you can't do anything else but wait. I got to get this right so people understand me. You're going to wait, and you're going to do it just very, very, very carefully. You're going to be quiet. You're going to just do it very, very carefully. Now, to do it very carefully, it means you got to think, right? You got to think about something.
But you've got to think with your heart, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Go to the heart center and look at the heart center and see what the heart center is doing. So that's the important thing.
I would imagine that you would build confidence about bigger things once you've manifested something smaller.
Yes. When my kids were little and I was teaching them how to do something they wanted and get to do it, and be able to earn the money to do it, or be able to do whatever was necessary to be able to be part of a group, that's what I taught them, to be in the heart center, only in the heart center. You know, not somewhere else. Just in their heart, and they could do that. Well, in the real process of life, that is exactly what you do. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Well, I think that a lot of adults were not taught those things when they were children, and that makes it more difficult for them.
Well, it does make it more difficult.
So they need to start over and find a new way of thinking for themselves.
Right.
You know, I wrote a book called Think With Your Heart.
Oh, you did?
I did, yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's not out there yet, but that's the whole idea. It's all about getting out of your head, staying present to the moment, and knowing that only good will come to pass.
Right.
Yeah.
God only has good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, unless there's anything else you want to say on the subject, we can go to the phone lines.
We can go to the phone lines. I think if people listen every week, they know that they're hearing the same thing that I say every week. And I hope they don't get tired of it, because if they start practicing it, they will see the results of using it.
That's true. But, you know, what I find is that a lot of people need to hear the same message over and over before they get it.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think there's anything wasted on talking about similar topics. And it's nice to give the first caller of the day the opportunity to bring up a topic, because quite often they're new callers. So
quite often their topic is new.
Pardon me?
Quite often their topic is new.
Quite often it is. We have talked about manifestation before, and I think that's because it's a very popular topic.
I know that it is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to Suzanne. She's caller number one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. My topic is a little the same and a little different. I went for a teacher aide job. I did get it, as Anna Marie said, but the thing is I'm really not making enough money. And I thought about it, and out of the blue, I just called a bus company yesterday to be a monitor, and they're interviewing me Monday. It's more money and down the road health benefits. Where I'm working, there's no health benefits, and it's part-time. The other one's part-time, but you get health benefits and maybe do things in the middle.
Oh, beautiful.
Hmm. So you could do both jobs? Is that what you're saying?
No, I can't. I can only do one.
Okay. And it gives you benefits that you didn't get before.
If I get the job on Monday, yes, you can get benefits.
Okay. Now, do you feel happy with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. If you feel happy with it, then that's the thing to do.
Well, I was asking. I just didn't go on the interview until Monday. I'm going this Monday.
So are you asking, you're asking specifically about this job, something of Ada Marie?
Yes, if I'll get the job.
Well, she'll get the, yeah, she'll get the job because they like her right away. She's easy to like, and she will get the job. She passes the test, she'll get the job.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to start mid-February.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Do you think I'm doing a right decision, subbing, giving up this job? It wasn't board approved anyway till tomorrow. Subbing until I at a school until I get the bus job.
Are you going to give up the job at the school?
Yes, because
do you go to work at the other job
tomorrow, and I don't want to get it and then quit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, so
I told them today that I can sub at a different school until this bus company comes up.
Okay. Did they agree?
They don't have a choice if I don't want to work for them.
Well, no, you don't. They don't. But you said you could sub at a different school. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. I'm on a sub list for different schools, not the same district.
I see.
So if I don't...
You could...
Because if I took this job, I'd be in it and stuck in it, and then I'd have to quit after they board approved it and all that other stuff. You see, and it doesn't look good. So when I told them today before they board approved it tomorrow that I wasn't interested anymore, but I would do the rest of the week, and then I'll... place where I used to sub, still on the sub list, until I hear from the bus company and start the bus company. So I have money coming in.
I see. Okay. That makes sense.
So you're being clear with them and keeping your options open, Suzanne. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I want the bus company job, but I have to work, so I'm going to sub because I didn't want to stay at the aide job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes sense. That should work all right.
I did the right
for you.
By quitting the aid job and the bus company's better for me?
I think you'll like the bus company better because it's more movement.
Yes.
You have a problem being stuck in a room.
I do.
I know.
And it's more money and benefits, too.
That's why I'm thinking they might hire me to be a lunch monitor, subbing as a lunch monitor in between the bus runs, because the bus runs in the morning and the afternoon. You bring the kids to school, you bring the kids back. So
yeah,
maybe they'll you see me giving them a lunch monitor, too.
And you could do that, too, if you apply. It seems like you have a lot of options.
I do. I just want to work in the day. I don't want to work nights and weekends and stuff. So if I have a long day during the day, that's fine with me.
Right. That's fine. You can do that.
Okay, good. All right.
That's no problem.
All right, I go on Monday. I should know if I get it by next week sometime.
Okay, do that. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You like the job.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing up the topic for today, Suzanne.
Thank you.
That was great.
Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Shay is our next caller. Shay, you're live.
Hi, Ada. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I've had better days, to be honest, but thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling tonight, my youngest son, he's 14 months old, and his father, who we haven't seen since last spring, contacted me last night, and he was supposed to get back in touch with me this morning and visit the child and I this afternoon, and we didn't hear from him. So he has a history of doing this before, so I don't know if this was intentional or if something happened to him.
Nothing happened to him.
Okay.
Nothing happened to him.
Okay. Is there a reason why he didn't contact this morning then to see the child?
He must have a reason, but I don't know what it is. He probably overslept.
I can't tell you.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's fine.
Okay.
So I don't know why he didn't show.
Will I hear back from him again? Or?
I'm sure you'll hear from him, but I don't know why he didn't keep his word. I can't see any reason. He's not sick or anything, no.
Okay. And like I said, it's just alarming to me because this was a problem before he went away, the inconsistency in keeping his word.
Nothing has
changed. Last night, I didn't answer the first call, and then I answered the second call not knowing it was him. And, I think he got a little offended that I didn't welcome him right there on the spot after months last night. And he put out there for today, so I agreed with today, and he's the one that said he'd call in the morning, and he even set the time for the afternoon, and nothing, not even a phone call to say that something came up, or he couldn't find transportation, or, or anything. So again, I don't know if it's
and
just...
And I'm going to tell you, don't try to call him.
Okay.
Don't try to contact him.
All right.
It's a little control thing he's got going with himself. But it's not with you.
Okay. You said it's with himself? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, it's with himself. He thought
it's
for sure
really,
now he was going to have to, yeah. You'd try and try to call him, and he wouldn't answer the phone if you called. So you're not going to call. You're going to let him call.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number he called me from, I don't even think it was his phone. He just got back to the area. I don't know whose number it was. And I did try once today, to be honest with you. And what I found really alarming is my phone number was blocked. It said this Verizon caller, at their request, we blocked your number. I thought to myself, what the heck? I had to double look. Well, I triple checked. This is the number he called me from. I never, you know, called this number before this afternoon. Again, not knowing I'm in Pennsylvania. A snow started again this afternoon. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
Just trying to give the benefit of the doubt. And I thought, no, this is
right.
Really weird. Why can't I know whose number he called me from? So the plot
because
just
he blocked
to
it.
Thicken.
Yeah,
the
he blocked the number.
I don't know. He did, or the person's phone that he used? Because it wasn't his phone.
He did.
He used some.
He had it done. He had your number blocked from that caller, that phone.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, because he wants control. He's a freak. He's not nice. Stay away from him.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around that because that's like controlling somebody else's phone, right?
Of course, right.
Like, why would he care if I knew whose phone he called me from? I'm sorry, Ada, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, you're playing, likes to play games and make people miserable. Stay away from them.
Yeah, and I'm...
If he calls you back, huh?
That's not my personality, and you know, and it involves my 14-month-old baby. So, I guess it's why it's even double hurting.
Of course,
because you know, I can't explain it to you. This just brought back so much hurt today, of what I once
you
went
don't
through.
Have to explain it. What you're saying is understandable to me. I understand those things, but you just refuse to take his next call. Huh?
Okay, so if there's like, yeah, and again, I don't know his own personal number. From my knowledge, he didn't have one just yet, so I guess I'll just avoid any numbers. And honestly, it had a 1 before the number. So when I answered it in a quick glance, I thought it was like a 1-888 or a 1-800 number, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If I never saw that 1 before the number, I wouldn't have answered.
Right, right. So don't try to call, and if you get another call like that, don't answer it.
Do you see him just showing up then if I don't, or should I maybe just change my number?
Well, you can change your number, but you're better off just not to answer any of those calls because he can always get the new number.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be... Right, well, we really don't communicate with the same people. I would probably, only a handful of people would have the number if I go that route and change it. Now, do you see him just...
Yeah.
Stopping then, like say he tries again then and can't get through, will he just stop?
Well, I don't know that he'll stop. Obviously, he wants something. He needs help or something, and he's trying to get you to come to the table to help him. Yeah, don't go there, honey.
Okay. Now you're saying he wants my help with, I don't know what that would be.
Well, it would be hard to say what he had up his sleeve. And it certainly wouldn't be anything that you'd be thinking about, I can tell you that.
Okay. Because he just, you know, when I wasn't welcoming for him to come here last night, he threw into my face, you know, what type of woman am I to keep him from his child? And I thought to myself, oh, this is the first he's in this area since, you know, the spring. And I don't think giving me an evening to just digest talking to him, you know, just I was really, you know, really taken by the phone call. I wasn't just trying to be mean. I just didn't want to make a irrational decision on the spot.
Right. So,
and,
you know,
and it
just drop it. And if the call comes again, don't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop it.
I just don't want him making it out to others that I'm keeping him from the baby, because it doesn't matter
what he says to others. Let me tell you something. People say, I know they say something bad about me to my friends. I said, your friends know you. They know better.
Yeah,
they're not going to listen to that crap.
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, that's more than true. I guess I just live in such a small town, and I'm without family where I live, you know,
but I guess they know you.
That's
so
why I'm a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. End of that stuff.
Now, do you have time for one more thing related to that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, David. When I was pregnant with the baby, somebody had put about 8 screws under each of my tires. I was about 7-8 months pregnant. And I never found out who did that to me. And obviously it's more alarming because that could have took my life or, you know, the baby's life, who, you know, obviously wasn't even here yet. But was that linked to him in any way, like maybe a jealous female or so forth that maybe didn't want me to have the child? And it just scares me if he's back in this area. You know, because I had a son, I don't want somebody to try to do something to me again.
Right.
I mean, I never saw it. They were like these blue strips with 8 screws, and they put one under each of my tires. And I back into my parking space, so when I pulled forward, thankfully they only got me for my back right tire. But obviously they had intentions to get all 4. I mean, I could have, you know, wreck, hit somebody else. I mean, you know, heaven forbid. And it just, so that's playing on my mind too. I don't know why that was done to me. I really,
you have to be very cautious now and very careful.
Right, because I don't
about
have,
everything.
I don't feel, and it's, you know, you don't want to live a paranoid life. But again, without knowing why and who did that to me, with him back in this area, I'm, you know, the paranoia is heightened, I guess.
It's cruelty. That's all.
Was it related to him, Ada Marie?
Yeah. What it relates to is somebody who is jealous and selfish and cruel. Amen. And the only thing to do is either leave town or stay completely where he can't get to you.
Yeah, and see, unfortunately, I live in a apartment complex, so well, there's like about 100 apartments here, so I feel like the bullseye's on me. Like, I couldn't hide even if I wanted to, and I've never lived in this type of atmosphere until the last few years, and it is different because I just feel like I'm so easy access.
Well, you have to. I don't know how you can fix that. You'll just have to find a way. Talk to an attorney or somebody who might know how to help you.
And can you pick up if it was a man or a woman who did that?
It was a man.
Okay. Does the child's father know who did it?
I don't know. I'm not getting that information, but he might.
Okay. All right. And then, now do you see that person being provoked again in any way, this man who did that?
I don't know. I think they got paid for what they did. So I don't know what's going on, but for some reason he's very jealous and very angry.
The person who did it to my vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a man one time casually, which I was just glancing out my living room door from time to time, I do, and I saw a man casually walking by my car, and he was staring
mm-hmm.
down at my tires.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what is he staring at my tires for? And
right.
It was after the fact, and that always stuck with me. Because I don't know if a car caught my eye, which my car is over 15 years old, to be honest with you. But even if a car caught my eye really doesn't go to the tires, and let alone I have far from mm-hmm. these big, extravagant, fancy tires. I would
right.
think that would be the last place, if I was
last
a man
thing.
Looking at a
yeah.
car,
mm-hmm.
would be the tires.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're saying that person got paid for what they did, you're saying, to the car?
Yeah. They will.
Oh, they didn't, but they will.
You know,
so it will?
Yeah. Right.
It will come
right.
out, but right now?
Hold on.
Okay.
I have to answer this.
Go ahead, Ada. And just to let the other callers on the line know, we will get to you, so hang in there.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, we do, too.
Hi, my name's George.
George?
Yes, ma'am. Michelle asked me to come and help you with move some wood around.
Well, the wood isn't here yet.
Oh, she said it would be here around 4:30.
That's what they told me, but they're not here yet.
Come on in.
I'll make you some coffee. I have someone came unexpected. I had to talk to them.
That's all right,
anyway.
Adam. Shay, did you have any other questions? Or are you complete?
I'll let you go to the next callers. I know others are waiting. Thank you for both of your time.
You're welcome. Ada Marie, would you like me to play a song while you take care of business?
No, we can go ahead and move forward. I'm okay.
Okay. All right, Shay. Thank you for calling.
Thank
Let
you.
Us know how things turn out, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is a Skype caller. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good. So is
How
Ada.
Are you, Ada?
Yeah, we're in good shape.
Good. So I have a question in regards to my love life. All right. So I'm going back. Okay. I'm going back to school in September of this year for 1 year program. And when it comes in terms to my love life, I don't see it being, I don't see anything going well. I don't want to date anyone that's not good for me. And I just wanted to know, when would be a good time to date? Because I'm thinking about when I complete my
degree. I can't hear her.
Yeah. When would be a good time to what?
For me to date while I'm in grad school, because I'm going to grad school in September of this year. So
okay.
I don't want to get into a meaningless relationship at all. I do see people approach me, but they're not good. I just wanted to know, ask her, do she see me meeting someone that I actually will like, but it might not take off. It might not be in this year. It might be the following year.
Did you hear that, Ada?
Sort of. I could hear part of what she
said. Well, what she's is kind of a twofold question. She's wondering if you see somebody good come along that might be okay for her to date and when that might happen.
Oh.
She doesn't want to get involved with anybody immediately. She's starting school in September.
Well, the chances are it'll be around Thanksgiving time when she meets someone she's interested in.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be okay.
Okay, so September of 2018 or 2019? I'm sorry, November of 2018, Thanksgiving of 2018 or Thanksgiving of 2019? Because I'm going to be focusing on school.
Well, it'll be this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. If you're ready this year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be okay if you're ready.
Oh,
to meet
okay.
Someone.
Oh, definitely. I'll be happy to meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you think I'll meet this person through school or?
Do you think she'll meet this person through school, Ada?
Yes.
Oh.
She will.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's very interesting that you asked that question, because that was what I was picking up when I was listening to you try to explain to me what you were up to. That, yes,
all right.
This person would be, yeah.
All
so,
right, sounds good.
I'm hearing a beeping noise. Around.
I know. I'm hearing a beeping noise too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Sorry, Lisa. Go ahead.
Okay. And I was going to ask Ada one more question. Ask her if she sees me moving to. I plan on moving to California. But ask her if she sees that happening in 2020 sometime.
2020.
2020.
Yeah.
Something's mm-hmm. happening then, but I can't tell you what it is.
She wonders if she see her moving to California then.
She could. She could move before that.
She probably wants to wait till she finishes school. What, is that it, Lisa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cause
okay,
the one
well,
year.
Yes, you can do that. Yes,
okay.
You can do that. Okay.
Oh, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to area code 862. Thank you for your patience. What's your name, please? Area code 862. Can you hear me, area code 862? Maybe you're muted. Well, I'm going to come back to Lisa for a minute. I want to ask her a question. Lisa, you still
Hello.
There?
Yes, I'm still
Hi.
Here.
I wondered if you'd like to suggest a topic for us to discuss. The other caller isn't picking up the line.
Let's see. What would be a good topic to discuss? I'm going to say, because most people are always interested in love, and I'm going to say self-development before getting into a relationship. Possibly knowing what you're worth as a woman to a man, or what type of relationship, when you get into a relationship, where do you stand? What are the questions you should ask someone you're interested in immediately?
Did you catch that, Ada?
Not quite. She's asking about what kind of questions that should be asked for what?
For getting into a relationship. Her question has to do with love, because she says a lot of people talk about love when they call into the show. And I think she's wondering how to handle that in a practical manner, how to handle relationships. And she also mentioned something about how some people seem to have doubts about their self-worth.
Right, they do. And that makes it very, very difficult. But, you know, if you're in a relationship, you have to have meant that person. You have to know something about them. I don't think you just jump into a relationship with a total stranger on the
mm-hmm.
street. I mean, I don't think people
yeah.
do that. Maybe they do. But they must have someone to refer them to into a relationship. So therefore, they could ask a few questions of that person to see how much they liked him and how much they trusted him.
That's true.
So
I definitely agree.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that should be what's happening. I'm on a radio show.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you there?
Is it? I'm still here.
Yes.
Yeah, the reason why
I asked that question
because one of my coworkers, she recently met a guy and she became too involved in him too quickly. I don't think they really got it. They're still dating and I can't tell her what to do, but I just think that she kind of went too far quickly ahead in the relationship instead of getting a chance to know the person.
You need
That's
to know somebody. You're
yes.
asking for trouble.
Yeah.
I think some people have trouble with a middle name. They seem to go from one trouble to another.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, is trouble your middle name when they come? And they stop and think and they say, well, it might be. So, you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't know. Pardon?
I know. I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Anything else, Lisa?
Let's see if there's anything else.
Related to that topic.
So,
we do have two more callers, so
we're going to
want to take those.
I'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, honey. Thank you for calling. Best wishes with school and your love life.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah. She's got good energy. I like her.
She does have very good energy.
A little hard to understand, but I think it was a problem with the phone line.
It could have been, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try area code 862 again, and then we'll go to area code 917.
Okay.
Area code 862, can you hear me? Huh. Okay, I guess not.
I guess not.
All right. It seems that when I tune into one of the phone lines, we get that beeping sound. It must be a problem with the studio because I don't hear it now.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
Oh.
I hear it too.
Yeah. Area code 917, what is your name, please?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What's your question?
My question has to do with this this lady named Amy. She's an artist, and she drew an illustration for me, and she told me that she was going to release her rights for the drawing, and then I sent her a contract, and now it seems like she's either delaying with signing it or not going to sign it. So do you see her actually... like I emailed her the other day to try to negotiate with her, and she hasn't written back. So, do you see her getting back to me soon?
Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
Yeah.
Do you see this woman getting back to her soon?
Yes. It'll be some time, but she will get back to him.
Is she going to sign the contract?
Good.
What'd you say?
Pardon?
What'd you say? It will be good or it will be good?
It will be good. Yes.
So will she sign this
It'll
contract? Will she release her rights to the drawing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is she going to ask me for more money?
Yes. I find it interesting. All your questions are ending up yes. I mean,
well,
they're just coming out that way.
More detail.
That's not always the case that they end with a yes.
No, it's not. In fact, most of the time it's not.
So, I mean, do you think, because I'm very tempted to email her again, but I find myself writing an angry email, so I just stopped.
Stop it. Yeah, right. Don't send out anything negative to anyone, anywhere.
Is she having second thoughts or something?
You have to take care of you and allow the other party to do what they have to do to make themselves right. Okay?
What do you think is causing the delay on her part?
I have no idea, but I do know this. I know that they are not in the right place in their thinking. So you just need to be patient and watch it unfold.
Oh, okay. I think she deals with depression, so maybe she's going through something.
Yes. That is true.
Okay, but you're saying you see me being happy in the end, because I don't want her to have any, I want to have full rights for this drawing. Yes.
Right, and you will.
Okay. All right. I'll keep thinking positive. It's just been very hard for me to, like, not think about it.
Well, don't think about it. Think about happy things. Think
right.
about the joy it'll come out of it.
Yeah, the law
so
of
think
attraction.
About
I'm really,
things.
Yeah, I'm getting a test from the universe, I guess, to sharpen my
mm-hmm.
mind skills. Okay.
Well, you know,
right.
Jessica, you might want to go back and listen to the podcast sometime after 6 o'clock, because we actually talked about that topic in the beginning of the show.
Right.
We talked about manifesting.
Right.
And the gist of it was that you need to think with your heart. It needs to come from your heart center, and you need
right.
to shut off your brain.
Yeah, a lot
and
of fear
and it has
come
to be
up.
Heart. It has to be heartfelt. If you want something to manifest in your life, it has to come positively, and it has to come directly from your own heart, not somebody else's. They can pray for you, and they can assist you, but the real truth is you have to do it from your heart, and you have to do it so that you are manifesting it.
Right, but I don't
In other
know if
words,
I understand that.
One lady,
like, I understand if it's like one thing. Like, I manifested her to draw this this character for me, you know, to work with me. So I manifested that. But when it feels like someone's sort of in your way, or you want someone to do something, what do you mean by, like, what am I supposed to be thinking in my heart? Thinking in my
your
heart.
Your heart
That's
should
funny.
Be that it's already done.
Okay. That I already have the paper
clearly.
In my hand.
Right, and then you see it already done, and then you hold that energy positively, with positive energy in your heart, it'll happen.
What about praying for this person? Because if she has a history of depression, that shuts people down. And
absolutely it does.
They don't always follow through in a timely manner, you know.
Because she's not in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to be in a timely manner so they can.
I don't
follow
that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
that.
Saying that that's
okay.
what it,
Let me explain
that that's
it.
What
Let
it
me
is,
explain
but I know
you.
I read that about her. Yeah.
Right. So if you don't like yourself, nobody else can like you. If you like yourself, other people will like you too because you are likable. But if you choose not to be likable, then nobody is going to like you. I mean, that's simple. That's simple.
Okay. I mean, did something come up for her as far as, like, jealousy of, like, oh, no, this is my, like, I drew this and I see the potential for this and now I want to keep it as my own, too? Is that going on?
That could happen. That's called jealousy, and it never promotes good politics.
All right.
So, yes,
so I guess
that
I
could
should,
happen.
But I guess I shouldn't pay attention to that. I should just pay attention to her forwarding the thing and us having a positive resolution. And I'm going to do something
right.
I normally don't do, not reaching out to her ever again. I always follow up. I'm not going to do that. No follow up.
No, don't do that. Just do what you're doing and you'll be okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, please pray for me. I would appreciate a prayer, too. Even
that's
if it's just
good.
Helping me focus my mind, you know, focusing my mind
to
be
I'll
positive about
it. Well,
I'll
send you the energy
this.
To focus. Look at a light beam and focus on the light beam, and you'll soon be able to focus perfectly.
Okay. Yeah, my mind has been doing loops the last couple of days, so I'll stop try more. Yeah.
Sit down and look at the light and hold the light in a positive manner and everything will work fine. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jessica. And we talked about some of the pitfalls to manifesting. So do listen to the podcast. I encourage you to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
It'll
you very
be live.
Much.
Yeah, it will be live about 15 minutes after the hour.
Okay.
And we talk about manifesting right at the beginning.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good evening.
Well, we have about 7 minutes left to go. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to talk about, Ada Marie.
Well, what I would like to say to people is if they just would be open and honest with themselves, forget about the world, but if they were open and honest with themselves, their life would change immediately. In other words, if they would see themselves in a positive manner and not find fault with themselves, their life would turn around very rapidly.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably affects every area of their life, too.
It does. I taught classes in California for years, and the first thing they had to do was stop saying, I can't, I won't, I don't, I wouldn't, I couldn't, I didn't, and say, I know I can, I know I can, I know it's possible, I just have to try a little harder, and I'll get help, and help would come. But if you're going to be no on everything, everything is going to turn out bad. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see in my own life how that's played out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And turns your life around.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. It turns your life around. And believe me, everybody can have a little bit of help with themselves. They can look in the mirror and say to themselves, I don't need this little thing. I can get by without it. I will release it and go on with my life. And it works. But you got to look in the mirror and you got to be honest with yourself.
Are you talking about a material thing or a thought?
I'm talking about anything, whether it's material or whether it's a thought process, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will say, well, I don't think I can do that, so they don't try. But if they didn't say that, they'd look in the mirror and say, I'll give it a whirl. I might learn something, and I may be able to do a better job.
So
come on, folks.
Important to remain open-minded.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Open-minded and willing
to try
and to explore new possibilities for themselves.
Right, absolutely.
Beautiful. Anything else you want to say on the subject?
Well, I can't think of anything else. I think being positive, being happy, and being loving is about all I can give you. And that all of that works on the same level as being positively able to do anything you set your mind to. You set your mind to it, and it's positive. You can positively make it happen.
Perfect. Well,
okay.
I trust that area code 862 just wanted to listen. I did go to you two times, and you may be the caller that I talked to in the beginning who called back in again, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I wanted to give you an opportunity if you wanted to talk to Ada. And if for some reason you were on mute or weren't able to take the call at that time, know that we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And
okay.
Feel free to join us next week or some future week, and then you can ask Ada Marie your question. Also, if somebody wants to have a session with Ada Marie, a full session, she gives the first 15 minutes for free, and she can be reached through, I'm going to give out the phone number in a minute. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com. She takes calls between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and her phone number is 520-896-9510. So, that's it, Ada.
Okay, I guess that's it, honey.
Okay, did your woodman come yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting.
All right.
He was supposed to be here, but he's not here yet. So.
Okay. Well, if you want to talk some more, give me a call. But for now, let's end the show and wish everybody God bless.
And God bless them and their pursuits, that they are happy and positive.
Sounds beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Ada.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.